Jekka News. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria 20, Johannesburg, Bulloch 1 in Rustenburg 19.
Central Joburg M1 South, slow moving traffic towards the Crown. Alberton N12 West, a crash before the R59 Reading Interchange in Boksburg. N12 East, stationary vehicle near Ronnebult Road.
Charges have been withdrawn against the man arrested for the murder of Gauteng teenager Lekona Fose. Mduduzi Mnisi was granted 5,000 rand bail earlier this month after he was arrested just days after the teenager's mutilated body was discovered in an open veld in Durban Deep, west of Johannesburg. Mnisi told the court he was nowhere near the tavern where he was allegedly last seen with the teenager and brought his girlfriend as a witness to corroborate his claim. National Prosecuting Authority spokesperson Bindi Mdondwane explains the decision to withdraw the charges.
Subsequent to the bail hearing, where Mnisi raised an alibi that he was in Daveyton at the time of the disappearance of the deceased, the NPA gave instructions for further investigations, and the outcome thereof indicated that Mnisi could not have been the last person to be seen with the deceased, as alleged by a statement deposed by one of the state witnesses.
Low-cost domestic airline Fly Safair says wage talks are continuing with striking pilots at the CCMA. Fly Safair has offered a multi-year 5.7% wage increase, while Trade Union Solidarity is demanding a 10.5% hike along with improved working conditions. The strike has entered its second week. Here's Fly Safair's Kirby Gordon.
So at this stage, look, the reality is that both parties feel very strongly about their relative positions. There's obviously a question around remuneration. There's a question around the rostering system that we use. What really matters to us most at this stage is reaching an outcome that protects both the long-term health of the business and then supports the well-being of these pilots, which are our employees.
So the National Council of Provinces now, and the Appropriation Bill has been adopted. Chairperson of the Select Committee on Appropriations, Tidimaru Lekwase.
We recommended that National Treasury should work closely with other government departments to ensure that appropriations keep pace with inflation and actual cost drivers, especially in health, education and social development sectors.
The Umkhonto weSizwe party, however, rejected the passing of the bill. Here's the party's Mbatho Mokoena.
We can never and will never stand here pretending that this budget is for the people, when in reality it's a lifeline for your corrupt politicians, failing ministers and bloated departments that can never deliver a simple toilet without a scandal.
The adoption of the bill is for and to allow for the full transfer of funds to various departments and entities. Now, at the same time, the NCOP also officially today passed the Eskom Debt Relief Amendment Bill. It's a key financial measure that restructures how government supports the struggling power utility. For more, go to jackarandfm.com. and click on news. To Angola, where unrest, which broke out on Monday, has claimed 22 lives. The country's interior minister confirmed the fatalities today. The protests are against fuel price hikes. And in the US, the newest thrill ride at Ohio's Cedar Point Amusement Park stranded riders temporarily mid-air. It's the fourth time this occurrence, and this occurred this month alone. The ride is the first so-called tilt coaster in the United States and turns 90 degrees and attaches to a deep decline track. Visit jackarandfm.com. Click for more updates. I'm Chanel September. More news at 4.
Would you do that one? Would you do that roller coaster?
I've been on a roller coaster before.
Yeah.
I don't know if I would do that one, but you never know.
Yeah. Way, you're brave. Me, but no. Metal fatigue. No. Maintenance issue. No. I'll watch. I'll watch from the ground. Thanks, Chanel. Back tomorrow with more updates for you.
30 minutes of more music you love with Alex J on Jacaranda FM.